When he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, afterwards he was hungry. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. We have begun now for ourselves another Lenten season. This 40 days season of penance and mortification, it is set aside particularly in an imitation of our Lord, an imitation of him in the very gospel which we read today for the first Sunday of Lent. It is that we fast for 40 days as he did. Now, the precept of fasting and is something that for our Lord, to take this time of prayer and fasting, it was an important example which he gives to us from the gospel. It is immediately following after he's baptized in the Jordan, and it takes place immediately prior to the start of his 3 years public ministry, where he goes about and preaches and teaches and gives us all that we would need to learn and to know to see him as the Messiah and recognized in the world as such, and to show us the completion of the old law. The lesson is that the lesson to us about this is how necessary such mortifications are. Our flesh, we have to recognize, is a weak one. We have to recognize in each one of us that regularly temptations come to us. We have to see in our own selves that serving our Lord, doing his will, living a good Catholic life, this is not something that is always easy to fulfill. And so, in order to do so, as our Lord did prior to his public ministry, we spiritually prepare ourselves for that daily struggle. Now, fasting is a means of mortification that comes to us through the natural law and is part of what is, for us, a general aspect of common sense. If we reflect honestly that we are weak in our willpower, that is something that each and every single one of us struggles with from time to time, then it only makes sense, naturally speaking, that a way of self-denial is a way to strengthen our will. If we turn away from the things that are legitimate in this life, then when the illegitimate comes to tempt us, then we are stronger to stand in resistance of it. And fasting, seen as it is connected to the very basics of nature, that is, to feed ourselves, that this denial that we give in that of our own basic instinct to eat is a way of true mortification. And we see that fasting has a place all throughout history. We see it taking place in the Old Testament, that was a means for them to spiritually prepare themselves and to strengthen themselves. We see it in various pagan religions throughout the world, and even in people who had nothing to do with religion. Fasting was a way to find strength. The Stoics themselves fasted purely for the reason that denial was beneficial. The Church takes that natural aspect of mortification and the strength that comes from a natural plane, and it utilizes it and makes it perfect. And so the Church gives us, with Lent, exactly what we need to find a perfect mortification in our lives. First off, we find in the imitation of our Lord the time frame for us to endure a fasting. 40 days. Follow after the Master in this regard. Yet even more so, the Church perfects for us this mortification in the imitation of our Lord in his manner of going about mortification in the desert. First and foremost is the obvious, fasting itself. Why is fasting chosen? Because it is a means by which we mortify the flesh, and in addition, it is a means in which we are able to unite our bodies with our souls and our minds, and lifting up our entire being towards the service and love of God. And more so than in the Old Testament, and far more so than those of purely natural ends, we recognize as Christians that we have the benefit of grace added to that strength that is naturally gained from fasting. We find it to be, since it is an offering to God, a return made to us from God. And so we find a true physical strength in our willpower and in the strength of our against natural inclinations, but even more so added to it, a supernatural assistance that comes to our benefit. Next, we also see in our Lord his additional points of mortification towards in the desert. He prays, and as such, we pray during Lent. We add to the fasting spiritual exercises for us to take part in each and every day, giving of ourselves more so in this way than we do throughout our regular lives. Now, we should and we must pray each and every day, but Lent is a time to set aside more in that spiritual effort. Why is it that prayer is added to fasting? It is because that we, as men, if we only fast, we are apt to look upon ourselves and be proud of our accomplishments in these efforts. We also are more apt to devoid the supernatural from the natural aspects and find a self-reliance in our fasting, thinking that we could take on temptation all by our own simple efforts, thinking that we don't need to turn to heaven for all that is good and virtuous and our assistance in performing these things, thinking that we can find our growth merely by natural means and not through the aid of the supernatural. Not by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God, our Lord says, is how man lives. And so, we too do not look simply for the natural means, but from the means from above, by our prayers. Then, with fasting and prayer, we combine one more element to our Lenten mortifications. Our Lord hints at this in the Gospel today, and that is the giving of alms. How does our Lord hint at it? Again, we find it in that simple phrase that not by bread alone doth man live. But we also see it in the rejection of the worldly treasures and powers which are presented before Christ when he stands, when the devil brings him to the pinnacle, and that he instead turns to serve and seek after only the things of heaven. The goods of this world are not meant as our end goal. Attaining goods, attaining riches, attaining comfort, these things should not be our main focus, but rather these are means to a greater end. They are a means in which we are better able to provide a service to God. They are a means in which we are better able to provide a service in charity. And so we are called to give alms during the Lenten season as well. Lent is a perfection of mortification if we follow after this spirit given to us in today's gospel. We combat all the means of temptation and strengthen ourselves to serve God in our lives by following these three aspects of Lent. Temptation comes from us from three sources. The first source and primary source of temptation is ourselves. The weakness of our own flesh and the weakness of our will to serve God well. And so we find that first means of mortification given to us by Lent, fasting. It is to combat that first primary means of temptation. Fasting strengthens our will and we find a way to conquer our flesh. The second means of temptation is the world around us, the trappings of simple pleasures and the trappings and desires of those simple material gains. And so the second means of mortification, almsgiving, is given to us to combat that, the temptations of the world. And the third means of temptation is a spiritual temptation that comes directly from the devil himself. But we combat that by our continued prayer and spiritual activities of Lent. This Lent, imitate Christ. Follow these three simple means of mortification, and you will find it to be a truly fruitful Lent for yourself. Even if you may be not bound to the fast yourself, either by dispensation or having not being included in the age necessitating fast, still find a way to mortify your flesh. And still remember that you must combine with it prayer and almsgiving too. Make yourself the perfect man you are made to be in the eyes of God. Grow in perfection by mortifying all aspects of weakness and temptation, and by finding supernatural strength given from all of these means. May God bless you in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.